not included as part of the five fundamentals, tuning and practicing are very important to student progress. I think it's pretty obvious why practicing is necessary, but it's not only necessary, it must be done effectively in order to produce results. Many teachers assume that if the student is practicing, that they should make good progress. However, it's not only the teacher's responsibility to teach a student the skill of playing the violin or viola, but they need to teach the student the skill of practicing as well. If you think of these two jobs as equally important, it will help. Also, consider that it is often more difficult to teach a student to practice well because we never actually see them doing it. We can get an idea of how practicing might be going at home, but without being a fly on the wall in their homes, it's difficult to really know what's going on. So in this module, I'll be giving you help with knowing how much a student should practice, how to teach students to practice, motivating students to practice, and a list of practicing tools that you can use to make your teaching more effective and your students' practicing more effective. Also in this module, we'll be talking about tuning. The most common approach to tuning, especially for younger students, is to have the teacher tune the student's instrument for them. In this module, I'm going to address why I don't think that's the most effective approach for most students, even young ones, and what you can gain by teaching students from their first lesson how to tune their own instrument. I will also show you an easy way to help students tune so you don't have to use up a ton of lesson time. Students can quickly and easily learn this very fundamental skill.